copy of the limited warranty. Get a load of the summer sales drive before it ends, because this is one event you don't want to miss. Jeep is a registered trademark of Daimler Chrysler.
Talk sports with me, Joe D'Ambrosio, on Sports Talk tonight at 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
But I'm cool like that. 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 I'm cool like that.
Why don't you just get this out of your system right now?
No, Slacker and I were just enjoying your hip-hop Argo in that particular commercial.
I knew it when I did it.
Yeah. No, you were getting down.
I wasn't getting down. I was just, you know.
You were dropping some knowledge.
Oh, God.
I wasn't going to tell this story. Let me see. We have callers. They were callers.
We suck.
Is that
the slogan?
Yeah, they may have changed it since then. You know, they got global strategies now. I'm sure they'll come up with a... I'm sure Roy and Doobie have come up with a better message for us. I think the message now is we don't suck. Which is a lot more inspiring when you talk about it. Let's talk to Ron from Canton. But remind me if there's time, and if I'm stupid enough to tell this story.
Okay, you got it.
Remind me to tell the composting toilet story.
I won't forget.
All right.
Ron.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
You know, I sort of drafting it open.
Here we go.
Opinions and advice given on Dear Ask Mr. Ambrosio is not intended to replace instructions given in your manufacturer's hardware or software manuals. Welcome to another edition of Dear Ask Mr. Ambrosio.
What right-handed product kills the most left-handed people?
Mosquito repellent.
A black hole is a black hole, and it doesn't go any farther than that. The fish ingests the water, and then it comes back out as air, and it doesn't come out of the gills. It comes out of the fish's eyes. Actually, Bruce, there are more people bitten by pandas in third world countries last year, double the total of raccoons.
That's astounding.
It is astounding. That's why I thought I'd bring the fact up. It's funny, guys, but in Europe, people will often shoot a pistol at their remote because they're so upset with the lack of channels. We received a lot of complaints. Now, the butt bra was for men. It was not for women, chimps, or anything of that ilk. Yeah, why? Stands for a hug, as in, why do you have your damn arms around me?
Yeah.
Giraffes, kangaroos, and, surprisingly enough, koala bears. Three different species regurgitate their own food.
And now, here's Dear Ask Mr. Ambrosio, featuring Mr. Ambrosio.
Okay, here we go.
Let me just say one thing first. You know, other people at their radio station work as hard as Bailey does, putting these opens together.
Right.
It'd be a far more productive place.
Yeah.
What do we got?
Dear Ask Mr. Ambrosio.
Yes, Mr. Stevens.
I'm completely hairless. I've never had any hair on any part of my body.
Excuse me, completely?
Completely hairless.
All right.
I'm just reading what it says.
No, I want to get it straight here.
I've never had any hair on any part of my body. No eyebrows,
at
nothing on my head, nothing down there. But recently,
excuse me, by down there, you mean the ankles
again,
and legs?
I'm merely
other
reading.
Regions?
I'm
okay.
Just merely reading.
All right.
All right, but recently I started growing hair on my teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's wrong with me, son?
Nothing.
Calvin in Cornwall.
Calvin?
Calvin.
K-A-L-V-I-N.
That would be...
Well, first off, strictly a condition known to the male of the species. The female never has that problem. And as far as the male is concerned, it has to do with a lot of things. Not enough dairy products in the system will cause one to have that problem.
That's a Harry O'Donnell
too many,
situation.
Exactly. Too many filter cigarettes can also cause that to happen. And the third part of the problem is the inability to ingest proper amounts of air into the system. So not enough dairy, too much filter cigarettes, and not enough air in the system. And this is a condition that's normally caused in the western part of each state. Not the western part of the country, but the westernmost part of each state. So I would tell Calvin to move and, open up the orifices so you can get enough movement.
Move and pump it.
Yeah,
that would work.
I was up in New Hampshire this past weekend, and I borrowed a cottage up there from a friend who's an environmentalist.
Mm-hmm.
And so as is the case with some environmentalists, really in a cottage situation where it's like on a lake and they're trying to protect the septic fields and stuff like that, this cottage had a composting toilet.
Right.
Have you ever dealt with a composting toilet before?
Not
Not that I recall.
Well, I get up there and realize that I didn't know how the toilet worked. It's kind of an embarrassing thing to not know how a toilet works, but this is like a very unusual toilet. For example, there was no water anywhere in the toilet. So, and there was ever going to be any water in the toilet. So, I found an instruction booklet for the toilet that
I have a feeling this is just going to end up a disaster. I can feel it right now.
I still didn't know how the toilet worked, exactly. And it was kind of reaching the point where I really needed to know how the toilet worked. So I called the owner of the house. And I said, how does the toilet work? And she said, well, first, you have to go to this, you have to go downstairs to this unit down there, and you have to put some bread in it.
What?
And I said, you don't understand. I mean, I already got the bread. It's, you know, I got bread to put in the toilet. There's not going to be a problem with that. But no, you had to tear off some bread and put it in this little compartment of the toilet. So I said, okay. And so then you could do your business, as it were, in the toilet. But then you, you had to go back downstairs and put peat moss. After a while, I thought maybe this is like a practical joke. There's this thing, you know, maybe just somebody was filming me while I was doing all this. But then I had to go back, I had to put peat moss in the unit downstairs. And then I had to crank the unit a whole series of times. So, and it was really, you know, between that and just kind of the whole trap door procedure that I just got to know myself a lot better than I really wanted to. You know, I really want to be kind of estranged from that whole process as much as possible.
I'm sitting here and I have some questions, but I'm not going to ask.
Well, at a certain point, it's kind of like you think, who's working for who right now? Is the toilet working for me, or am I working for the toilet? Because it seems like I'm putting a lot more into this relationship than the toilet is.
I mean,
I'm giving it bread, I'm giving it peat moss, why don't I take it out for dinner and a movie?
Pretty much half the weekend, just
doing
that.
Just, you know, interacting with this toilet. It just seems right somehow. Why should a toilet want bread? Isn't it enough for the toilet to get what it's going to get anyway?
Would the procedure be the same for all aspects of waste removal, or would it be...
This is for Mr. Number Two. Oh, wait a minute, I'll keep them mixed up. It's like the red states and the blue states. I can never keep them straight. This is for pooping, basically. This is what you have to do with the bread and the peat moss and stuff like that.
Would an English muffin work, say, for example?
Yeah, that's a very interesting question. I didn't even think to ask that. That's an excellent question. Or a waffle, for example.
Yeah, exactly. Something great.
Mr. Ambrosio might have known the answer to that, and I probably should have called him. If I'd even thought of that, I could have put in a call right to the course at the GHO and say, look, I understand you've got a golf tournament there, but I've got a problem here. And the other thing about this was, you know, I didn't have a sufficient foresight to call until I really already needed to know the answer kind of urgently.
Right.
I didn't really have a whole lot of time to be making a sandwich for the toilet. I had my own needs, but we're not getting met by the toilet.
Okay. See, again, I'm sitting here and I have a couple of other questions, but...
Yeah. Well, all I want to say is, look, I think environmentalism is great, and I totally support stuff like this and everything. It just, you know, I just wasn't ready for it. Next time I'll be totally ready.
I think Mike has a question.
I'll bring treats for the toilet. I'll bring special snacks and stuff.
Mike, did you have a question?
Yeah. Yes, I do. Quick one. Is that white or whole wheat?
Well, whatever comes to hand, I think.
So one isn't better than the other?
I don't know, Mike. I don't know. This is like a very upsetting experience. Anyway, I'm sorry I brought it up. Anyway, bye. I'm sure the toilet prefers whole wheat. The toilet needs its fiber, too.
It is an environmentally conscious toilet.
Yeah, maybe obviously it's not going to want Wonder Bread or something like that. It's going to have a lot of polysorbates in it. No,
right.
I don't think so. I don't think the toilet wants like a Twinkie.
A highly hydrogenated...
I don't think the toilet wants you throwing a ding-dong in there or something like that. The toilet wants a piece of bread.
That could be painful. All right.
We have a whole other minute?
No, we have plenty of time.
Thank God there's no commercials on this radio station.
Well, we've done everything we can to ensure that to continue. Here's Bob in a car.
I just want to make a comment about the toilet.
Yes.
There's a reason why a lot of folks in Latin America on the Atlantic coast do not eat catfish, because a lot of the toilets are built around the Atlantic coast.
Yeah.
So you're cleaning the environment when you go to do number two.
Yeah.
The catfish literally comes up and eats your waste. We sell them here by the pound.
Is this codfish or catfish?
No, catfish.
Catfish?
Literally.
Yeah.
You could actually see as you're feeding them.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, well, I think I'm going to faint.
I'm going home now. Gee, but really, thanks a lot for bringing this up.
Yeah.
This is really good.
Actually, that quote commercial we're going to run for Uncle Ted's House of Catfish, I think we're just canceling that one.
I'm Mike Allen flying here one.
The special programming here,
so that you can humiliate it. Yeah,
no,
I'd love
to. I like Bob Hope.
Tonight, we will air a
secret. Bit them in the ass. And, you know, and I just think that's.
Somehow I don't think that would be exact.
That's actually not what he said.
Yeah.
it was fun to pretend. That's what he said. He said, "Some of my party is sending out a message that they do not know a just war when they see it. And more broadly, that they are not prepared to use our military strength to protect our security and the cause of freedom."
Anyway, he's mad. He's mad at everybody, basically. He's mad at people like Howard Dean for not supporting the war in Iraq, which he says is a good idea. He's mad at the Bush administration because they didn't plan very well for post-war Iraq.
Why is it a good idea?
First of all, we haven't even gotten to post-war Iraq, as far as I can
say.
But they may have a great plan for post-war Iraq. They just haven't managed to get the war to stop yet. But you know, they could have like prefab Wendy's, you know, sitting there out there in the desert. That they're ready. The minute the war is over, they'll put it all up, and everybody will be happy.
A copter in a Wendy's.
Yeah. So it's not necessarily clear that they don't know what they're going to do after the war. They just have to get it to stop first. And we do have time to do open phones here. Our numbers are 522-WTIC, 1-800-966.
Tonight at 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Bruce and Colin shall return. Here's Peter in Cheshire. Peter on WTIC. Hi.
You guys, I characterize as the Martin and Lewis of talk radio.
Wait a minute, which one am I?
Does it matter?
Nice lady!
So you're on the market for a new ride.
Tonight. From right after the 7 o'clock news till 7:30. So plan accordingly.
And we now have the visit with the only talk show caller that we're aware of who lives in outer space and is part cyborg. That would be Locutus.
Yeah, Colin.
Yeah.
So, Colin, did you get my suggestion that you should have to wear a squirrel suit when you come to work?
You know, oddly enough, that one didn't come up at the big staff meeting today.
Okay, I'll think about it.
A big squirrel suit?
Yeah.
Why would I do that?
I don't know.
Just so that you could humiliate me?
No, that's the idea.
Just so that you could make me look like a fool? Just so that you could destroy my credibility at this radio station? Credibility,
what's
I
credibility?
Have labored to build up at this time.
All right, speaking of credibility, I think in the movie Aliens, there's a line and said where Ripley says, "And all the time I've been away, have IQ suddenly dropped?"
Yeah.
I think IQs in the state of Connecticut have been dropping for so long, it's like at minus nothing now. Because I read in the Connecticut Post this morning, this article about people in Connecticut. You know these retirement villages? There are people that are buying into these. These are elderly and retired people.
Right.
And they're paying up to $300,000 to buy into these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, how incredibly stupid are these people? They're going to pay the same taxes, they're going to experience the same miserable weather, experience all the problems and travails of living in Connecticut that they've had. Now they're just going to be in a retirement so-called community where there's going to be no kids around. You know, I tell you, Colin, I subscribe to a magazine called Rural Property Bulletin.
Yeah.
And there's an ad in there. There's an ad by a guy who's selling 640 acres of land in Reagan County, Texas, for $160,000.
Okay. Well, I'm just filling out my timesheet while you're doing this. Are you almost done?
A mile away in Texas somewhere. But they're staying here and they're buying in these communities for $300,000.
Well, maybe they want to be here. Maybe they don't want to be in Texas with big nasty flies biting at them and cows staring at them. Maybe they don't want to be down there in Texas. Maybe they want to be here.
Maybe they don't want to be an idiot.
Well, maybe they want to be an idiot. So that, you know,
maybe they want to be in a sewer pipe of a nation.
Now you're shouting at me. I'm very close to tears. Lower your voice. Talk nicely. Talk in a sweet tone of voice right now, or I'm hanging up on you.
You're going to die in a few years, and you want to spend the last few years.
That's not a sweet tone of voice.
Sewer pipe of America.
Make your voice sweeter, or I'm hanging up on you. Let's hear a sweet voice now. Come on.
Why would anybody want to do that?
That's much generous. Yeah, I like that. I like it when you talk like that.
Yeah. Answer the question.
Nice and soft. Because they like it here. They like it. It's nice. They love the coastline. They love the hills, the beautiful northwestern hills. The quiet corner, they love that. They love this crazy state of ours, this crazy nutty state where a guy can light a sparkler and enjoy it and then put it in a bucket of water afterwards. And that's a day's work, an honest day's work. Thank you for calling.
Can I hit myself over the head with something now?
I should have asked him, first of all, whether he thinks his IQ has gone up or down as a result of this show, and also whether or not he thinks...
had something to start with.
Yeah. And whether or not he thinks his calls to the show have contributed to upward movement or downward movement in the collective IQ of the state of Connecticut. We got Jerry from Watertown. Should we get
the I don't know if I have enough energy left to push the phone
push
button.
Push the button. Push the button.
Right. Terry?
Hi.
Hey.
I'm wondering if it can go below minus zero.
Yeah, it could be. It could. And we're working hard to make that happen.
I'm wondering if, as a part of the explanation as to why the governor stayed in all these CC places, that it was his friends. Do we know how many times he stayed there before he became governor?
Oh, I don't know the answer to that. I mean, we have some evidence about, you know, when he stayed where while he was governor. But, you know, once again, you know, yeah, we all have friends, and sometimes we'll buy other homes and stuff like that, and that's fine as long as we're not the governor of Connecticut, you know, or some other state official who's bound by specific ethics laws. When you run for public office, you're basically saying to the people, I want your trust, and I'm going to adhere to certain guidelines that the average citizen doesn't have to adhere to.
And I'll screw you after I get out of office.
That's right. We expect you to wait until afterwards. And you can take anything you want. That's what everybody else does.
Yeah, well, what I'm interested in, though, is was he getting all these perks before he had the power of the contract or whatever?
Well, if he was, that's fine. I mean, that's fine for him to do that before. There's no reason not to.
If he wasn't, then doesn't it lend a little credence to the notion that his position has something to do with the getting of the contract?
Well, I mean, I think, basically, look, I don't even think we need to go there. The rules for public officials, they just need to follow them. He didn't follow them. As a result, he got fined. You know, for now, that's the end of the story. Let's do we have time to talk to Ray really fast?
Lord only knows, but let's try. Ray.
Hi, Ray.
Hey, fellas. I know who that guy was, and I won't say a name, but he's that spoiled kid who was mad because his parents spent his $300,000 of inheritance money on a nice Connecticut home instead of saving a lot of money so he could go out and blow it.
Yeah, think of all the magic cards he could have bought with that. All right. Well, anyway, we have to go. We'd like to thank everybody else that helped out with today's show. Unfortunately, that really isn't much of anybody, including us. But we'd also like to thank our fine producer, Mr. Slacker, Joe Bailey.